first. Everything else can wait. 88.5 UFM.
This is my station.
It's all about you.
Finally done with today's work.
Time for your drive home. Touchdown Lagos with Westy Baba
and DJ.
Welcome everybody. This right here coming down your airwaves, this deliciousness that you're hearing is the Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show. They call me the West Side, the best side, and I'm here with TJ the Creator.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey.
And our job is pretty simple. For the next 5 hours, we will take you on a journey of great conversation, fantastic music, the content,
my goodness,
off of the rockers.
What you need.
If you're in Las Guinea traffic, have no fear.
We are here for you.
We are here.
Mm-hmm.
The Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Duo do everything we can at our disposal to make sure that you
are all right. You are sane through this traffic.
It's not an easy job.
It's not.
But we love it.
And we can do it.
And we will deliver.
Yes, we will.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. From now all the way to 9 p.m., TJ and I will do everything we can to keep you limber, keep you happy as you navigate Las Giddy traffic. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of content for you. 5 o'clock, it'll be Danfo Tunes. TJ, what's that about?
Well, it's back-to-back music, a party in your car, a chance to get out.
A party in your car. Sorry,
yes.
Go ahead. Go do it again.
Calm
do it
down.
Again. Do it again.
It's back-to-back music, a party
back-to-back
wherever
music.
You are. Stop sounding like those pastors in church that be like, read that line, read that one, are you screaming?
I'm going to let you finish.
I feel like you won't let me finish.
I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead.
Also get to give your shout out.
Okay.
I told you guys.
It's a lot of fun. 5 to 6. The music is insane, but you get to give shout outs as well. That's what I love about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll play the UFM Millionaire Radio Show. Yes, indeed.
5,000 naira up for grabs.
5 G's.
Ooh. And then if you make that, you get to play for 25,000 naira on the weekend. And if you make that, you get to play for 100,000 naira.
Tell them, sister.
And if you make that, you get to play for 1 million naira.
Uncle, 1 million naira.
What?
yes, indeed. That's the Millionaire Show at 6. Hang about for that as well. Okay, we have great conversations in place as well for today. Okay, as mentioned earlier, he said, she said.
Coming up at 8 p.m., the battle of the sexes. You don't want to miss it.
I encourage you to gather your forces.
Mm-hmm.
Because the competition is fierce.
Yes.
Absolutely fierce. And our topic tonight, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, with no further ado, we present to you Touchdown Lagos, the Drive Time Show on a beautiful Thursday in the city of Lagos. It's the first day in April 2021. April Fool's Day, but there ain't no fools here.
No. Mm-mm.
I'm sorry, I don't know. Ain't nobody fooling me.
Nobody.
Hey, they fooling me. I'm on foolable. Yes, indeed.
Foolproof.
Let's go. They call me the West Side, the best side. I'm like an ice cold drink with sun and seaside.
And I am TJ, the creative, the radio sweetheart, and like you say, the diamond in the voice.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Touchdown Lagos, the Drive Time Show starts right now. Yes, indeed. You are tuned in. You are locked on 88.5 UFM, the new sound of Lagos. It's exactly 4:15. That's 4:15 this beautiful Thursday, first day in April. And it's time for your money and you.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, 88.5 UFM is all about you. So we make sure we get content that helps to enrich you. Okay? All right. And having said that, we have our in-house professionals.
As a man.
Aspiring billionaire. Tito in the building. Tito Abubakar is a media entrepreneur and a personal finance YouTuber who started his career in the capital market before moving to human resources. Now works in media as a photographer, editor, and YouTube content creator. And he will be sharing his vast experience with us as we talk about
successfully living within your means. I like that one. You know, they'll say cut according to your size and all of that. So yeah, we're going to be talking about what, I mean, living within your means means, and giving a breakdown of how someone should live within their means, using 100% of their income as an example, considering your rent, your food, your transport, bills, and whatnot. What mistakes do people make that make them live outside their means and, you know, put them in debt that we don't want to hear about? And how can these mistakes be avoided? So, yeah.
All right. So, all these questions and more for your convenience. And if you have your questions, you can call in and share your thoughts as well. All right. So, Tito, as you know, we always have a letter of the week that we share that comes for one of the listeners. And we want you to, based on this topic, take a look at it and give your analysis. All right. So, who's this?
Hello, team Your Money and You. I am Neka, a 31-year-old teacher who lives in Gbagada. So this really isn't about me, but about a friend of mine. My friend, who is the HR for a good company, is living in a good apartment, has designer bags, shoes, and all those many things that scream luxury. The problem is she's almost always broke and usually asks me to lend her money for food, transport, and other things. Me, that myself, salary is not even up to half of hers. It's obvious she's living well above her means, and I don't know how to advise her or what to tell her. So if you can help me know how to teach her to live within her means, I will be grateful. Thank you.
That's serious. What's her name again?
Neka.
Ibo girl.
Yeah, it's not that she knows these things.
Well, happy new month, guys. I was thinking, you know, while you guys were doing the intro, I was thinking of how can I play an April Fool's prank on TJ and Westy.
Sorry, we are foolproof.
Anyway, we'll see. Maybe before the end of the show, I'll do one.
Yeah, I think he set one up already, but let's see how it goes.
Let's see.
I wish I had thought about it earlier before now. So, next, guys, well, good for her. She has her own ducks in a row, but it seems like her friend is living an expensive lifestyle, as they say, champagne taste, beer budget, on a beer budget. So,
ooh.
Yeah, it's a thing. So, I think advising someone about their spending is tricky because people can be a bit temperamental about that kind of thing. You know, the next thing they'll tell you is it your money? I know what I'm doing. But, I mean, Ineka can talk because she's one borrowing this her friend money. And it will be a deeper issue, especially if the friend doesn't pay back on time. She can pass subtle hints, maybe send her tips on budgeting, tips on tracking your finances, tell her to listen to your money and you as well. You know, subtle things like that. And if she's the kind of person who can handle the truth, maybe tell her the truth that, look, you need to be more proactive or think a bit deeper about your spending habits and investing for the future and everything, and, you know, get a handle on your finances. Women that spend lots of money, this is a bit of it, you know, going off on a tangent, but women that spend lots of money on handbags and shoes, it surprises me. Maybe when next I, you know, sit down, you know, across the table from a lady, I will ask why women spend so much on
I'm right here
on handbags and shoes. It'll be a long conversation.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, TJ, if anyway, you can speak for other women. I've never seen you with expensive handbags, so
yeah. You eventually, when she blows,
when I blow, but that means I can actually afford it. Like it's now something I can just get, you know.
But that now comes down to like what we're talking about today, living within your means, because you may not be that may not be your own thing. Expensive handbags or expensive shoes. Maybe your thing is gadgets.
Food, but okay. Go ahead.
Eating out, dining out, you know, at expensive places. But yeah, that's something that's always been on my mind, or I've always wondered about, and I'll probably ask about it. But yeah, so that's my advice for Neka's, or is it
subtle hints? Neka's. Subtle hints. Okay.
Yeah, subtle hints. And
all right. Like, because you can't actually force someone to do what they don't want to do. Take a horse to the stream type
can't
philosophy.
Yeah.
All right, now, so it's your money and you, and we're talking about successfully living within your means. Exactly what living within your means means, a breakdown of how someone should live within their means using 100% of their income. As an example, rent, food, transport, bills, all that stuff. Okay, we're talking about that and much more. Tito is here. Call us on 0700-123-885-885 or 01-280-2885, or you can send us a WhatsApp message
to 0915-410-2885.
All right, fantastic. Let's do a little music. When we come back, Your Money and You continues. Alrighty now, welcome back, welcome back. It's Your Money and You on the Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show on 88.5 UFM. We've been talking with Tito Abumere on successfully living within your means. We've looked at our letter of the day from NECA, and Tito has shared his thoughts on that. So now we want to look at what living within your means actually means. Yes, okay, and a breakdown of how one should live within their means, okay, using 100% of their income as an example, considering rent, food, transportation, bills, all that.
All that good
stuff. All right, so Tito, jump right in.
Okay, so living within your means is basically, it means living your life in such a way that what you spend each month is less than or at least equal to the amount of money that you bring in each month. You know, it means spending less or like on your lifestyle, less than essentially what you generate, essentially, and not borrowing from external sources or whatever, just to maintain your lifestyle. It's easier said than done, as many of us know, because your amount, your income, maybe from your salary job, could be, let's say, 100,000 naira, and you know, you earn that at the end of 1 month, and you find that at the end of, after 30 days, you've spent like 150, or you've borrowed or something like that. It's quite common, and it's very popular among celebrities, especially people in sports and in acting, in the entertainment industry. Just run down a few names of people you may know, and you may be surprised that they've actually lived beyond their means to the extent that they ran bankrupt at one point or the other. First of all, Toni Braxton. Braxton, she's filed for bankruptcy twice, in 1998, which was about 5 years after she came out, you know, after she blew. And then again in 2010, I guess she lived an expensive lifestyle, which is very surprising because Toni Braxton she's at the top of, even back then she was at the top of her game, and like now she's an icon or a legend. So you can imagine how much she must have been earning and how she would have been living her life for her to have run bankrupt. Nicolas Cage, the actor. In fact, if there are a list of top 10 actors or celebrities who have lived beyond their means, Nicolas Cage will be on that list. He's known for having bought the first ever comic book, the Superman comic book, the first edition ever, for $150,000. To convert that into Naira for you, that's 72 million Naira.
Comic book.
For a comic book, the first ever edition of Superman. And he's also bought a dinosaur skull for I think $276,000 once, which he had to return because it was stolen from the country where, you know, so it was actually stolen. Where they auctioned it from. Lastly, Larry King, who passed away last year, the famous CNN's Larry King. He, in the 70s/80s, he went bankrupt, and his financial woes come from, you know, his multiple marriages. Larry King married 8 times, and there's a saying: you can run out of money while chasing women, but you can never run out of women when you're chasing money. Okay. So yeah, so Larry King, from the several divorces, alimony, child support, he ran into financial troubles, but he eventually, I think, in the late 80s and 90s, picked up.
Okay,
so essentially, these are people who lived beyond their means, and they earned quite well, especially in the peak of their careers, but they had expensive lifestyles, and that ran them into debt. And so yeah, essentially living within your means is really a thing, and it's very much advised. And I think the point behind the stories is that it's one thing to say live within your means, it's another thing to actually put it in practice, because I mean, easy come, easy go, especially when you're earning a certain amount of money. Discipline is incredibly important, you know, when it comes to living within your means.
All right, Tito, let's put a pin in that for just a second. Let's read this message. Let's give you the number again to send in your messages if you have questions for Tito. 0915-410-2885. That's 0915-410-2885 to send in your WhatsApp messages. If you want to call in live, 0700-123-885-885.
All right. Benjamin Ifani from Yanopaja says, please, what do you think about the 50-30-20 rule for your income?
Benjamin is... he's there, because that's the next thing I was going to talk about.
Okay.
You guys asked about the breakdown of how someone should live within their means, using 100% of their income on their food, rent, transportation. So the 50-30-20 rule is very popular. Made popular by a U.S. senator who ran for president last November. I forget her name now, but it suggests that you break your income into 50%, 30%, and 20%. 50% going to your needs. Things like food, rent, loan repayments, especially if you're in that part of the world where you take loans for your student loans, car loans. Those things are very important.
Yeah.
So rent, food, loan repayments, insurance, health care, transportation, you know, fueling your car or taking TP to your place of work. These are your needs. These are essential things. So 50% of your income should go to those things. Now, 30% going to your wants. Now, your wants are the non-essentials, the things that you can actually live without, things like gym membership, your cable subscription, entertainment, birthday gifts and whatnot, travel, internet. Used to be, in my opinion, used to be a want, but I think it's actually a need. Lots of people cannot function without internet for a month.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but internet. So those are your wants, 30%. Now the remaining 20% should go into saving and investing, things like your emergency fund, your retirement fund, and investing. Putting this in more practical terms, that now suggests that if you're earning 100,000 naira a month, 50%, 50K should go to your needs, your PHCN, your rent, what you are eating, your transportation. 50K should go to that. 30,000 naira is now what you have left for your flexing, for your cinema, you're going to go and eat food at the place around the corner or whatever, gym membership, your cable subscription. 30%, that 30K is what you have for that. The remaining 20,000 is now what's left to invest in stocks or mutual funds or whatever you want to invest in. So that, the 50-30-20 rule is not set in stone. Like for someone like me, that's not my own breakdown. Mine would probably be my own in terms of saving. That 20%, I do a lot of saving and investing. So mine maybe 30 or 40.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wants and needs are very, very few. So maybe my wants and needs maybe 10 or 20%.
Wow.
I have very few wants. There's this new fad these days called minimalism. I'm not a minimalist. Minimalism is people that they don't own a lot. Steve Jobs, who used to just wear the black turtleneck and the jeans. They don't own too much. They drive one car. Their lifestyle is very minimal. You can almost fit everything they own in one box.
Mm.
You know, they keep their expenses low. They don't like complications because they feel like complications make things heavy, or they're not as light or as nimble to do things. So maybe I don't consider myself a minimalist, but I don't have so many things that I hold on to or that I need.
Mm,
yeah,
okay.
So that's the 50-30-20 rule in a nutshell.
All right, I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, now more of Tito and more of your money and you. All right, more conversations to be had. Call us or send in your messages if you have any questions or perspectives on the topic. And the topic is successfully living within your means. All right, Jay Balvin with the remix of Mi Gente. And when we come back,
I will continue.
All righty. All right, now, you're still tuned in. You're still locked on 88.5 UFM, the new sound of Lagos. All right, time a check. It's 18 minutes, 17 minutes,
19 minutes.
All right, 19 minutes to 5, which means we still have a little left in it. Your money and you, Tito Abumare here, talking about successfully living within your means. So we've looked at the breakdown of how you could or should live within your means, what it means to live within your means. All right, so Tito, let's talk about what mistakes people make. Yeah.
What mistakes do you think people can make that will make them live outside their means and put them in debt? And how can these mistakes be avoided, please?
Okay, well, first of all, lots of people make lots of mistakes when it comes to living outside or living within their means. The first one I'll highlight is having expensive taste. Lots of people have it. There's nothing fundamentally wrong with having expensive taste, but have an income to back it up. That's one. And then also, just make sure that you're investing, or that you're also doing, making wise decisions with your money and you're investing. I used to, you know, come down hard on, you know, people who had ostentatious things like expensive handbags, expensive shoes, that travel. I mean, on Instagram these days, you see lots of young ladies these days traveling to exotic locations and whatnot. And it's easy to be like, oh my God, you're not being responsible. But the truth is, you don't know if they've bought a house. You know, if they've invested in land.
Very true.
If they've invested in stocks and whatnot. And, you know, this is what they're spending, how they're being able to afford this holiday could be from, you know, the revenue or the profits from some of their investments. You never know. So it's not a crime to have expensive tastes. People like good things. There's nothing wrong with it. But first, make sure that you're investing, that you're making smart money decisions. Lots of millionaires and billionaires, all of us have heard, you know, of how they live like regular folk, and how they, you know, they almost live like they're poor because their money has purpose. Their money is going into the world. It's doing things, you know, and they live very simple lives. So that's one way to approach it. But at the same time, like I said, if anyone wants to, you know, drive a Lamborghini, wear those expensive Kanye West shoes, and, you know, carry Birkin bags and what the easy, you know, then fine. But just be making smart money decisions. Number two, keeping up with the Joneses. Being influenced by people and wanting what they have. I think that's actually a sign of not knowing who you are. If you are influenced by, you know, the Kardashians or the Jenners, you see, you know, Kendall Jenner wearing this or
my
owning
mates
that.
And everything, owning all of that.
That's the thing, TJ. comparison is the thief of joy, as they say.
True.
So people should be careful about that, about letting, you know, what they see around in social media, or even in their real lives, letting that affect them and how they perceive their lives and their worth. There's a tweet, I think, from Safari. I think he's Nicki Minaj's ex-boyfriend, who tweeted something about, it's weird that one is referring to that kind of person for this kind of thing, but he said something very profound this week. He said there are lots of teenagers and people in their 20s now that are, you know, depressed or contemplating taking their lives because they can't afford the latest handbag or the latest lifestyle and whatnot, putting themselves under undue pressure.
Yeah.
So, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses or live like somebody else is a big no-no. That's, you know, one way to fall into that hole of living outside of your means. One last one is not understanding consumerism and the way the world works. The truth is, a lot of the things that we see or that we can afford, it's a function of capitalism. Not to get too deep on you guys, but the phones, the cars, the gadgets, it's these people, that the people that produce these things or manufacture these things, they're trying to sell markets.
Exactly.
And so you won't buy them if, you know, you don't feel like you need them. So they put them in your faces, they market them and advertise them in such a way that you have to have this one, this is the latest one, you need to get it. There's nothing wrong with them trying to pitch these things to you and, you know, make you want to buy them, but there's a problem if you don't see that these people are trying to sell markets. They're just trying to get you to buy the latest device, get you to buy the latest car, get you to upgrade. If you buy it without understanding that, you may have a problem.
All right, let's take this call. Who's on the line?
Hey, what's good afternoon, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon,
good afternoon
to you too. What's your name?
My name is Shegun. I'm calling from Ajawa Estate.
Shegun from Ajawa Estate. All right, Shegun, you have any questions for Tito?
I'm the one that actually want to talk about this.
Okay.
I got my younger brother who is in the US and he came into Nigeria, and he believes that all that the patients who exist in his hearing.
Okay.
And he'll be the one to talk about it.
Okay, let's hear him then. What's his name?
Yeah. Hold on. His name is Mao Tong.
Mao Tong. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, siblings just want to embarrass us in this country.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right, so go right ahead, Tito. Where Tito's listening to you.
So I think you guys are hitting on a lot of good points, right?
Okay.
But something that I think is important is, one, understanding, like, we have to shift our mentality when it comes to our relationship with money.
Okay.
I think that we've been taught, and you know that thing when they say that, when they tell you, oh, money is the root of all evil, right? And I think that we've all been groomed in a way to where we have an unhealthy relationship with money.
All
and
right.
It causes us to sometimes live out of a scarcity mentality. That's one thing, right? The other thing is understanding assets and liabilities. You guys are talking about like the 50, 30, 20 rule, right?
Yeah.
Like, all that stuff makes sense, but before you can even get there, you need to understand that, you know, your income, like, you have to look at your money that's coming in, your revenue. You have to look at yourself the way that a business operates, right? Because when you don't, your revenue is really what you have left.
All right, so what you're saying that the 50, 30, 20 rule might not apply if you're not making a certain amount of money.
If you are not making a certain amount of money, right? If
okay.
You think about it, right? A different way to look at that would be that your revenue actually is what you have left after you've paid your expenses. If you start to look at yourself as a business, for instance, right?
So all right.
What are those expenses?
You have to really go straight to the point. Remember, you know, it's a show, so just go straight to the conclusion.
Straight to the point. All right. Change the way we have to change our relationship with money.
Okay.
And we need to change how we look at our expenses and how we look at spending money.
Okay.
At the end of the month, what you really have left, the money that you have to play with, the money that you have after you settle all of your expenses, right?
Okay.
Changing how you view your money and understanding liabilities and assets. That's simply that.
Okay. Okay. All right, Mauson. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you very much.
And sharing your perspective, man.
Of course.
All right, man. Take care. All right. Okay. So, Tito, what's your take on Mauton's, you know, alternate perception?
Well, Mauton, he can take my job, right? he made some very valid points. I do believe in, you know, seeing yourself as a business, you know, sometimes, and regarding your finances the way a business would regard its own finances. He made some really valid points. The 50-30-20 rule doesn't apply to everyone. Like I said, you know, it varies for different people, but yeah, he made great points. And I think, I mean, talking about assets and liabilities, where on your money and you, that's it seems a bit advanced for I would imagine for most of our listeners. I think on this show we try and simplify it the best way that we can. So to go into those aspects of, you know, how you regard your finances and whatnot, maybe a bit, you know, going a bit too far ahead of the listener, but he did make valid points, and I hope, you know, everyone who was relevant for could grab something from it, essentially.
Okay, all right. I like it. Your money and you, very interactive this afternoon. All right, we have a couple of more minutes left in it, so let's just wrap this up real quick.
Okay.
So, Tito, we want to ask you this last one, okay, in a nice little nutshell, a nice little nugget that they can put in their pockets.
Yep.
How can one be successful in living within his or her means?
Essentially, number one, make a budget. It's the beginning of the month. It's a new month, and it's a great time to write or to create your budget. I usually try and create my budget the weekend before a new month. I haven't done it yet. I'll do it today once I'm done
Look
here.
Look at you.
It's not too late. So yeah, make a budget. It's the responsible thing to do, you know, to create a budget to, you know, once your money comes in, but let there be a plan for your money. Your money should always have purpose. It should be going out to accomplish goals. It shouldn't be shooting blanks and, you know, with your money and it's just going to where, you know, you don't know where it's going. It should have purpose. So at the beginning of the month or at the end of the month, write down everything you're going to be spending money on: electricity, rent, transportation, food, entertainment. Write them all down as along with, you know, how much you're going to be paying for each of those things, and then come up with a sum total for it. That way, if you are spending something that's outside of your budget, you can query it and, you know that this is not within my budget. For example, I was talking to Corey here in the studio not too long ago. If I've made my budget, right, and I know that, like, an external hard drive or a memory card is not in my budget. So if I make my budget today and in the middle of the month my hard drive crashes and I need to buy a new one, I can't just dip into my money to buy a new hard drive. It's essential, but I won't just dip into it because I didn't budget for it at the beginning of the month. I'd probably have to dip into my emergency fund to buy a 35,000 naira, 1 terabyte hard drive. Why? Because for me, for what I do, it's essential. So I can't do without it. But the point I'm making is I didn't budget for it, but I have to just be responsible about it and know that at that point, where is this money going to come from? Because the truth is, lots of things pop up, you know, regardless of your budget.
Yeah.
So you need to figure out, am I going to borrow money for this? Am I going to dip into some other fund? You need to have a plan for that. But the beginning is having a budget. Now, on the flip side is tracking your expenses. It's one thing to create a budget. It's another thing to actually track your expenses, which is something that I'm doing with a bunch of people currently. But as an individual, at the end of every day, write down how much you spent on, you know, everything so that you know where your money went, so that you know if what you spent, you know, at the end of the month tallies with the budget that you created at the beginning of the month. On a final note, don't compare yourself to other people. Comparison, as they say, is the thief of joy. So don't compare yourself with people on Instagram or people that you feel are flexing. Run your race in your own lane. And while you try and live within your means, constantly work on expanding your means by earning more, creating more sources of income or more revenue streams so that you can do more and, you know, live a better life or live the life that you want to live. Thank you.
I totally agree.
All right. Nice job, Tito. Nice job.
Thank you.
All right.
So
you can continue this gathering of nuggets of wisdom from Tito. Follow him on social media. On Instagram at Eniola Tito. You can find him there. On YouTube.
Very important.
Tito Abumere. Okay. Find him. Always a learning experience. All right. Thank you, Tito, for stopping by as usual. All right, now that's it for Your Money and You on the Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show. The West Side, the Best Side, and TJ the Creative are still in the building.
Though. Yes, we are.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Nelly got you there.
You did not at the end of the day.
Close. All right, well, it's about 5 minutes to five. 5 minutes to the fun bus. Dan Fotunes starts at five. Great music back to back to back. But more importantly, a chance for you to give your shout outs. But to take us to that point, of course, more music.
Yes, indeed.
Let's go.
If it's on your playlist, it's definitely on ours. 88.5 UFM.